This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
Amy, you went to Bali last week and I'm sure you have a lot of stories to tell.
I do. So many tales. And I also feel like we have flogged this so often. Like, it's all over our social media about me being away. So yeah, now at least everyone knows.
You became an Instagram blogger while you were over there. That person that had 1,000 Instagram updates.
I was so
just
ashamed.
Because you needed everyone to know exactly what you were doing at every moment.
I needed to know I was having fun, right?
Yeah, of course.
And one thing that did happen in Bali, and you've been, so you know the whole like bartering thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to any store, you have to usually like haggle a price and try and decide, you know, a lower one, right?
I'm the worst with that. I got ripped off really badly. So I bought this like bag last time I went. Mm. I went like maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
And there was like a tear in the back and I literally paid like $45 for it.
See, I'm the complete opposite. I am the best like bargainer you'll ever find. I went with my friend and the whole time she's like, Amy, like I don't even want to do it anymore. You just need to do it for me because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
They'd give me a price, right?
Let's pretend we're doing it.
All right. So tell me a price.
What are you trying to buy?
I'm trying to buy a bag from you.
Okay. Gucci, Prada.
Just a fake bag.
A fake bag. Yeah. Cool.
How much are you going to charge me?
I'm going to charge you $100.
No, see, I will not stand for that. So what I'll do is I'm going to go halve that, 50, and then take about 20 off from there.
Is this like your mathematics in your head?
You take 30 off and then they usually go, no, you need a bigger price. I'm like, nah, sorry. And I walk out the store and they come running back.
Oh. So you leave them guessing.
Leave them guessing, wanting more. I literally get my way every single time. The good thing is though, like if radio doesn't work out, I'm going to be the best saleswoman you'll ever meet.
We've established that you went to Bali yesterday because you turned into one of those Instagrammers that posts 1,000 stories.
Yes.
So we knew that you were going to have a lot of content from Bali.
Yeah, of course. And also like I'm very easily impressed. Like little things make me happy. And this actually happened to me at the airport yesterday as I'm coming home. So I'm like, you know, got my bags, here we go. I should also mention like when I see policemen or like fire brigades, like adrenaline just goes through me.
But don't you like a man in a suit?
Oh, always. But like this
so adrenaline. Because you like them.
Because I like them. I just think the whole, like, it's just exciting that they're saving lives and, like, they're doing cool things. So I get to border security and, like, I'm on edge because I'm so excited about it because, you know, the border security officers are everywhere.
Was there cameras around because they were filming border security?
They weren't filming. I was so mad about it. I'm like, the one time. But it's fine. We'll get to that. So anyway, I'm ready. I'm, like, lining up to get my bags, you know, checked. And then all of a sudden they choose me out of everyone to come and have my bag sniffed by a dog.
What?
Yes, out of everyone, I got it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Did you get to pat them?
No, I wasn't allowed to pat them because they're working. So I was like, oh, okay, don't touch, just look. And I was so excited. I'm like fidgeting the whole time. So border security, like, oh my God, what is wrong with her? But so basically I don't really ever need to go skydiving or anything because border security gives me enough adrenaline. Maddie, it's still like I'm kind of in holiday mode still at like my house. I don't have as many work days just at the moment, which means I'm catching up like on all my TV shows.
Oh, you've got like the streaming services up.
Yeah. And like, you know how like you record shows and stuff. So I've been watching Geordie Shore, which is like a UK show where they go out partying and they're quite naughty and they do awful acts on TV and they swear a lot.
So it's like Australian Big Brother except outside of the house, basically.
Yeah. And I love watching the show. It's like a guilty pleasure. But I actually physically cannot watch it with my mother in the room because first of all she complains non-stop about the swearing and then she complains non-stop about them doing some sexual acts.
Okay.
And I can't cope, so I never watch her when she's in the room. I like try and do it so like she's at work so I don't have to be interrupted.
You don't have a TV in your room though, do you?
I do.
You actually do?
But it doesn't have like Foxtel on it where I can watch my Geordie Shores.
So you're watching Geordie Shore on the 75-inch TV hoping that your mum doesn't see it?
Yes.
This huge TV. Okay, yeah.
But I just thought like surely there's other shows that people can't watch in front of their families or their parents.
Oh, actually I have had an experience where I was watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Oh yeah.
And they actually got together in the end, so you can imagine how intense the sex scene is in that.
Yeah.
So I was watching it with my parents and then all of a sudden it just started happening and I was like, I gotta go to the toilet.
I gotta go.
I gotta go. Bye. Lucy Neville is bringing her Wasting Our Time tour to Melbourne for her first ever Melbourne show. It's this Saturday, Feb 2nd at Boney. Her new single is Wasting Our Time. We were just wasting our time.
actually really love the song.
It's amazing.
Good.
Lucy joins us on the line. Hi, Lucy.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, you've already had your first show of the tour in Sydney. How was it?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was kind of crazy that I had my first show in Sydney 6 months ago in July, I think. And then to be back there just 6 months later was pretty crazy to be playing to a pretty packed room of people. And it was just really good vibes and everyone had a really good time, especially me.
Now, you've been around for quite a long time. You've put out a lot of other singles, and I'm pretty sure you have like 10 million streams on Spotify at the moment.
It is a bit crazy. I'm still independent, so I have to remind myself, especially when times get a bit tough, that as a community, what we've done is pretty crazy. Yeah, 100,000, I'm wasting our time today, actually.
Oh, congrats. That's huge. Lucy, I also get like Ellie Goulding, Lana Del Rey kind of vibes from your songs. Who are your musical influences?
Yeah, I hear that often, which is great. They're both amazing women and really incredible artists, so definitely a compliment. But I think in terms of influence, it's definitely Lana Del Rey. She's in there. And I think Lorde, I really love Lorde. Mm. And I think my influences in childhood kind of stem back to Shania Twain and a lot of rock and stuff like that as well, which obviously Shania isn't like fully immersed in my music.
Now, I read a post on your Facebook about having an amazing 2018. So you played to a sold-out first headline show. You played at Melbourne Music Week. As we discussed before, you hit 10 million streams on Spotify. Like, you've just had an incredible year. What's a goal for this year in 2019? What are you trying to achieve?
2019, I'm going at it pretty hard. You know, all of your motivation comes from yourself and, you know, we fund everything ourselves and kind of putting on those shows can be really tricky at times, but we're really lucky to have a great team of people around us supporting us. And for 2019, I would love to be on the festival circuit. That's kind of the goal, to be travelling around, but being able to do it in front of, you know, different groups of people. And I would love to do some more domestic touring as well, maybe international, but maybe that's a couple of years away, but you can dream.
Now, you also said last year that you heard your song on Triple J for the first time, and we're about to play your new song on Joy right now. It must be so surreal to hear your voice play on the radio. Do you remember like a time where you've like jumped into the car and you've heard your voice come on?
It's more in public. I know it sounds so silly, but I'll be like, I was in a cafe on Norfolk Island, which is a remote island in the South Pacific, and I was visiting some friends there, and they had a Spotify playlist just playing, and I was ordering my food, and I was like, I'm really sorry, but can we stop talking for a second, because this is me. I kind of like a Hannah Montana life, where I...
You do, actually. You're living a double life.
It must be like that moment. Your song plays, and you're like, this is the moment that I've been waiting for. Mom, Dad, I've made it.
Yeah, there's a lot of tears. I'm a very emotional person.
Oh my God, same. I cry every week.
Yeah. Every week, every day.
Maddie, do you know who Andy Murray is?
I actually don't.
Well, let me just explain. He's a tennis player, a British tennis player.
Okay.
He's like quite famous. You would like know the name.
I know the Roger Federers of the world. Mm. I know Leighton Hewitt.
Yeah, good job.
That's about as much tennis knowledge as I have.
Well, I'm going to give you some more knowledge, maybe more than you need. But Andy Murray recently just had surgery on his hip. He has like a little metal hip there to help him. So what he's done, he's taken to Twitter and has taken a photo of the x-ray of his hip. But I don't think he's realised that his little friend was out on display in the x-ray.
What do you mean? He's like his extra bit of hip or...
No.
What do you mean his little friend, Amy?
I don't even know how to say this without sounding disgusting. He's like little weenie. Can I say that? Can you say that on radio? Well, it was out and about in the x-ray and it's like gone viral. Everyone's like, oh, Andy, mate, like, I don't know if you realise you just showed like everything on
I need to
Twitter.
See this picture. Hold on 1 second.
We'll also chuck it up on our social so you can see what we're talking about. But you can clearly see everything.
Didn't you say that it was girthy?
Oh, Manny, I did not. You're filthy. All I can say, he is a big player on and off the field.
Oh, okay.
Maddie and Amy on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.